maybe you're getting ready to go to a job that you're just, you just can't wait until you quit. You're just like,
You dream about it.
Yep. It's 99.7 DJX. But this is a kind of a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without stealing your office chair after getting fired, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang. Yeah, they're probably not going to just let you do that.
Now, listen, she said that she was stuck in this job. It was toxic. And she finally left her job. Actually, I don't know if she got fired or if she left voluntarily. I said fired. Maybe I need to give her the benefit of the doubt and that she just left, right? Because she was saying that it was a toxic job. And on her way out, well, I'll let her explain.
When I left my last job, I took my chair.
I took my chair.
In my mind, I figured that I had been sitting there taking years of emotional, physical, and verbal abuse.
Yeah, so she's like, hey, I've been...
I'm entitled to the chair?
Yep.
And for some reason, I was like, well, I've been sitting here taking it, so I'm going to take my chair. And needless to say, they emailed me like a week later saying, bring back the chair, and I did. And it was really embarrassing, but, you know, you live and you learn.
Yeah.
you live and you learn.
She's
like they weren't going to notice.
Right.
Wow.
I know. And so I guess the setting the bar story in all of this is, hey, no matter how much you think your job is toxic, don't steal things on the way out.
Yes, because then you're going to have to go back.
I know, and how embarrassing is that going to be?
Yeah.
Right, exactly. When you're wheeling your chair back in.
Yeah. That's not, no one wants that experience.
Oh,
like, once
shoot.
You walk away,
yeah, you want
to
just be done.
To come back.
Yeah,
you just want to be done.
You just want to be done. But,
Bless her heart, though.
The employer's like, hey,
gonna need you to bring that back.
Yeah, we need your chair.
I took my chair.
I took my chair.
She was so irreverent at first, and then she's like, I took it back.
I know. I remember when I was working at the deli, back in college, one of the employees there, when he got fired, he was a shift supervisor. And he took an entire case of bread.
Oh, yeah. Oh, people can get in trouble for stuff like that.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's at its core stealing. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. But yeah, I mean, now to be fair, we did have great bread. It was fantastic bread.
But,
yes.
But you can't just take it.
I know. So he was like, you know what? I'm probably not going to be eating these sandwiches for a long time, so I might as well just snag some bread. So
for the road.
He literally took a case of bread, and
oh, wow.
Because I remember being there as he was like, "Yep, this is my last day," and I guess he didn't get fired. I guess he quit because otherwise he would have just been like escorted out, right? But he was just like, I'm going to take me a little souvenir. And I was like,
they won't miss this.
I know.
And they got plenty more.
And what am I going to do? Tell on him? I'm just like, all right. I mean,
did he get caught?
No.
Okay.
Wow. No. Yeah.
Lesson learned is sometimes you get away with it. Is that no?
No, this is the setting the bar story of.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't do that. Right.
Don't do that.
Hey, what have you taken on your way out the door? You know, you were like, all right. I'm leaving this job, but I do kind of want a souvenir.
Wow.
Do you want to admit it? 502-795-1997. Take your stories on the way next.